Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good afternoon. This is George Gamond, and welcome to the show. Do you know what day it is? It's Monday. No. Do you know what week it is? You're going, what is this man talking about? Well, it's the week of love, isn't it? Don't we have Valentine's Day on Saturday? And a lot of people are going, Valentine's Day, I don't want to do anything. Oh, Valentine's Day, I'm so burnt out. But yeah, it's the week of love. So we're going to talk about love. Maybe we'll talk about love all week. Some level, some aspect of the word love in a vibrational kind of thing. What is love all about? How do you get there? How do you raise your vibration? I see I have callers and people in chat room. So I will get to you in a minute. Let me set the show up a little bit about love. And I'm going to do a little rant, and then I'll get into love because it's related to love. And I'll take your call, or two, or three, whatever. Okay. The rant has to do with, I've been listening to, you know, I try to avoid political stuff anymore because I'm really kind of pulled back and said, you know, all those people are a little, well, whatever. And I'm not going to get derogatory terms about politicians, but I have come up with this term. I call it pretend Christians. And I'll explain a little bit more about that because being a Christian, and I was going to write this and blog this the other day, but I didn't, for some reason, didn't get to it. But basically, if you read the Bible, or especially the words of Jesus and some of the apostles, you will get that Jesus' theme and the theme of the apostles are all about love. Really, love. Ooh, what a concept. Loving one's neighbors, yourself, loving God, forgiveness, love, forgiveness. And I think what I call pretend Christians, especially in the political arena, forget about that. Kind of like, what? Huh? And I have an article I want to get into a little bit later. I'm going to twist it around a little bit to politics. It's based on the Week of Love, and it's 20 Love Dares to Improve Your Marriage or Your Relationship. Or I'm going to twist it around a little bit and I'll look at those who were voting for or supporting in political causes. Do they manifest and demonstrate? And they use a lot of Bible scriptures, so I'm going to use those because I read the Bible like way too many times when I was young. I was kind of forced into reading the Bible, but I learned a lot from it, and I learned a lot of what it has to say. Yes, I had to read, I don't know how many chapters a day, you know. When you get into some of the Bible, it's like, what's his name? And you're going, really, do I have to read this? Seriously, I mean, begots. We read all the laws and you go, really, wow. They didn't have any fun back then, did they? All those laws, my goodness. And then later on, you learn the reason they have the laws, and it really had more to do with society at the time and the preservation of the state of Israel or the nation of Israel, what do you call it? Yeah, the tribes of Israel, and because of the encroachment of other people and so forth and so on. So we'll talk about love. I got an article, and that's one of the articles I wanted to cover, but I also wanted to talk a little bit about vibration and the soul and love and keeping your vibration high. So I have an article on ways of keeping your energy or clearing up your energy field, not so much from a metaphysical place, but just from a general place. And then I have a great Abraham quote which relates to that. And another article from Pam Grout, which is really brief, about, what do I call that article? It's about how to inspire children, but inspire yourself to greater achievement in life. So I'll do all that. Let me take one call or two, but... and then we'll get back into this idea of love, love from the soul, because this is the week of love. It could be romantic. It could be love for your family. It could be love for God. It could be love for your country. But how does that manifest? How do we use that love? Okay, so we'll do that. Well, how was your weekend? Did you have a good weekend? My weekend was fine. It was okay. Yeah, it was okay. Interesting things happening in life, but it was okay. Okay, so let me take a call. Or two, or three, or four, or one. Okay, so we'll talk about love, but love from a vibrational place. Hello.
Hi, this is Lori calling.
Lori, what's going on today in this beautiful Monday? So are you ready for, you know, I talk to people about Valentine's Day, and that seems to be depressing for a lot of people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on with you? Do you have plans?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But
I'll give you an idea. I'll give you an idea. I know you got something to say, but I'll give you an idea.
Okay.
Valentine's Day is about love, right?
Yes.
So do something to love yourself. If you don't have a date, I know everybody wants the romantic, the dinners and the blah, 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 and all that. If you have no plans, maybe it's better just to buy yourself some flowers.
Yeah.
And take yourself into a nice, beautiful place that you love to go to. That it's like celebrating you and celebrating the love for yourself. If you don't have that significant person, or your significant person is just kind of a bummer about Valentine's Day, do something special for you that day. Consider it a day of self-love instead of a love for somebody else. Okay? Can you do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Take the negativity out of Valentine's Day. Nobody wants to go out with me. No. Okay, so what's going on, Lori?
Well, I don't know if she'd mind if I asked about the situation that about a week ago, I locked this door I have in my apartment. You know, the lock locks me out sometimes.
Uh-oh.
Like this little knob on it.
You
know,
got a deadbolt. Is it a deadbolt?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see it.
And so I had to break in my own house, you know, and I had to do some banging with the hammer. And.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
Couldn't call a locksmith,
I can afford that.
Okay, but now you have to pay for the damage.
No. This neighbor told the other neighbor that I was on this rampage. And then she also said I listen to loud music late at night, which is a total lie. Like, you know, so it's like, oh, my God. You know, she could
get... So, Lori, what's the question?
I have to call up the landlord and tell him that I'm having trouble with this lock. And
okay.
It's locked me out like 3 times, and they don't want to. They told me before they don't want to do any maintenance out here. And but now I got this neighbor complaining about me, and I mean I don't need to get evicted, you know. But the landlords don't want to do any maintenance.
Okay.
Do you have any
friends?
Up.
Dear. Okay, think of it. You need to come up with a solution. If your landlord won't solve the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any friends that are kind of mechanically inclined?
Not at the moment.
Well, manifest somebody who's mechanically inclined. Just help you to fix the lock. Or you get some WD-40 and you squirt it in there and you just do it until it works properly, okay?
But what about this neighbor? Is she going to...
Don't worry about the neighbor. Don't worry about... Dip. The more you focus on the negative things around you, the more you attract negative things in your life. So just dismiss the neighbor as a busybody in your mind, right? Because you can't change this person. And just be true to yourself. Be true to you. Do you do all these things?
No, I don't listen to
them. You don't do these things, right?
Right.
So believe in yourself. Believe in your truth. Okay?
Okay.
Believe in yourself. Because it doesn't matter. I know they can sabotage, but, you know, I know you're looking for some kind of prediction. Will you get evicted by this? Spirit says no. Okay? But you got to believe that. You absolutely have to believe that and stop being fearful of being evicted. You're not doing anything. I mean, you caused damage or you got to fix the lock. You can fix it. Okay? Just manifest a way to fix it.
Okay.
Pray on it. Meditate on it. I need a solution to my lock problem and see what pops up.
Okay.
But don't sit in the negativity of, I'm going to be evicted. It's horrible. I'm doing, you know, people are talking about me. Live your truth. You're not doing those things, right?
Right.
Okay. Do you have other people in the neighborhood? I mean, you got other neighbors, right?
Yeah.
Well, do they complain?
No.
Okay. Then if anybody says anything, hey, go talk to what's-his-name over here. They'll verify that I'll do it. You just have a person here that just has a grudge for some reason, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Live your truth. Live your truth. And if you need a backup, talk to the other neighbors and say, hey, do I make loud noises at night? Am I disruptive? And they go, no. Okay. Somebody asks you, can you tell them that?
Yes.
Okay. You solve problem solved.
Okay. I'm just so scared.
Okay, this is a week of love, and this is the week to love yourself and do little special things for you, okay?
Okay.
It was just buy a flower every day. It doesn't have to be, or go pick a flower.
Okay.
You like flowers, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you like white flowers, white color flowers? I see carnations, white carnations, and things like that. Do you?
I haven't thought about it.
Well, get something white. Get white flower, like a white carnation, something like that. Okay?
Okay.
They're not expensive. Just one flower. Go pick one. Neighbor's got some flowers. Oh, I got. Can I have one of your little flowers, please? And the white ones. Okay? I don't know why white, but I get white for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank
you. A sense of purity. You need to feel good. Start feeling good. You got to lighten up your life a little bit. Add a little color to your life. Like, okay?
Okay.
And do something really nice for you on Valentine's Day. Do something nice for you on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Yeah, again, about to solve that problem is just talk to your other neighbors and say, hey, do I make a lot of noise at night? And if I do, I apologize. And they'll go, no, you're okay. Oh, if somebody asks you, if the manager asks you, can you tell them that? Okay?
Yeah.
So you got one person who's a busybody, and everybody knows they're a busybody anyway, right?
I don't know.
Well, they do. Okay. Go for it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You take care. Bye.
Okay, bye, George.
We're faced with all these people in our lives. So it's about love. Love yourself. That's, you know, I get into this love, and it's love from the soul. First, it starts with loving yourself, doesn't it? And it's a vibrational thing. Let me read a quote. Oh, if I can find it again, right? Let me see if I can find it. There's supposedly an earthquake here in the Los Angeles area. I live in Pasadena, which is northeast of downtown, a bit northeast. And I don't know where this crazy earthquake was, but I didn't feel it. So maybe I've just slept through everything, right? My dog didn't feel it, or she would have barked. Okay, let me read this Abraham quote, and I got some callers, and I'll be with you in a second. Okay. Here we go. And I got a 562 number. Get a 337 number, and I'll do those in a minute. So hang with me for a minute. You cannot be less than you are now. You cannot achieve a vibration that is less than the vibration that you have achieved. And I'll explain a little bit more about what they mean in a minute. That's why when someone achieves an empire and then something happens when it is lost or destroyed, they still have the vibration that they've achieved. I was thinking of Donald Trump. He went broke, you know, bankrupt, and ba-doom, back on top, right? Because he had the vibration of being rich, of being an empire builder. I'm just an example. I'm not a big Donald Trump fan, but that reminds me of somebody who had something, lost it all, and built it back up, right? Boom. So, and the empire will come back again. So, you see it all the time because it is the vibration status that the universe is responding to, not the financial status. And I was reading a book by Mike Dooley, and Mike Dooley was talking about basically the same thing. I think he borrowed it from the Abraham quotes and kind of expanded on it. If you have a mindset of being a millionaire, even if you lose it, your mindset is a millionaire. So whatever it is, if your mindset is being the great lover, being loved, being in great relationships. Even if you lose a relationship, your vibration is a great lover, a great vibrational person. You will get that back. So you have to establish your vibration of where you want it to be. A millionaire, successful in business, a great parent. Even if you have problems, if your vibration is a great parent, you always go back there. If you have the vibration of being in a great relationship, that's a tough one, isn't it? The vibration of being in a great relationship, you will get back. So people ask me about relationships, and I did a lot of psychic work over years and years and years. But that kind of summarizes that whole idea, and I've read the same kind of concept in different places. So it's not just one person's or one spirit's point of view. It is about what is the vibration you have, even though you fall short, even though you go bankrupt, an emotionally bankrupt or relationship bankrupt, you'll get it back because that's your vibration. That's your status. You might slide for a while, but that's your core vibration is that. So is your core vibration love? Let me take a call. We'll get into some other things. And I'll talk a little bit more about what I call about phony Christians. Yeah, phony Christians. Ooh, that's a good concept, isn't it? Phony Christians. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Alex, I'm calling from California as well.
Where in California?
In Southern California, I'm here in Long Beach.
Yeah, did you feel the earthquake? My Facebook friends in LA said there was an earthquake, and I didn't feel it in Pasadena. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming maybe there was. I don't know. I sleep through everything.
No.
My dog didn't bother my dog either. It must have been on the west side. It must be like out in the San Fernando Valley or over by Santa Monica or someplace crazy like that. So what's going on with you today?
Well, I've been going through a very difficult breakup. I've done so much spiritual work. I even went to the Conscious Expo. I've been just, you know, I don't know what else to do. I mean, I'm physically sick, physically and emotionally sick, and it has affected everything that I do.
I mean, Because of the relationship.
Yeah, and I don't know what else to do.
Well, here's the first thing I hear for you, and you can take this or believe it. This is kind of the interesting concept. What I'm hearing for you is let it go. Just let it go. Focus on something else. Okay, I'm going to go back to what I said on the Abraham quote, because this really applies to you, really, really applies to you. Do you feel that you're a loving person?
Yes.
Are you good in relationships?
I am.
So you're able to maintain, for the most part, a really loving relationship, right? You're generous, you're appreciative of your partner, all these good stuff, right? You bring love into a relationship, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's your vibration. So your vibration may have dipped, but you have to trust that God or the universe is going to bring it back, right?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to present to you is, what I mean by let it go is focus on something else in your life. Just have faith that that's who you are. At your core, you're a loving person who's really good in a relationship. You don't have all that crazy baggage with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So being sick and being emotionally down is really lowering your vibration from who you really are, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels very uncomfortable and it hurts. I mean, my stomach is more than
not. Okay, so let me get back. What can you do? Let it go. Focus on something else in your life. Find something else to love other than a person. You know, find something that inspires you, that you're passionate about. If you can raise your vibration, meditate, do some cleansing. I got some thoughts on cleansing, too, in an article that I can cover, because you need to cleanse your energy field a little bit because you're dragging this energy around with you, right? This person a little bit.
Yeah.
Do some releasing, do some cutting of cords, whatever, you know, there's mm-hmm. things that you can do to kind of pull back from that energy, but what they said is let it go, which means you have to focus on something else in your life. You have to focus on raising your vibration, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get it. You're a loving person. If you're a loving person, you will get mm-hmm. love back, okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
But you can't keep your vibration low by being negative.
I'm really trying.
Okay. I'm going to say one more thing, and you can believe it or not believe it. It's your, you know, it's your choice. You do whatever you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm trying to tell you, the energy I'm getting for you, and I'm reading your soul, and your soul is saying, just relax, have some fun, enjoy life. You'll get it back. Your soul wants you to know that you will get back into that place of love. So don't put pressure on it. Okay? Don't put pressure on it. It will come back. It will come back.
Okay.
All you have to do is get back into the flow and just say, okay, God or soul, what do I do today? How can I have some fun today?
Mm-hmm.
You'll get back to love. You will get back to love. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You are a loving person. You just got to get your vibration back up again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely, you will. You will. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Okay. I use an expression sometimes, and I'm not saying not to be derogatory, but I call it Debbie Downers. Don't be a Debbie Downer.
I got called that the other day.
Don't be a Debbie Downer.
Do you think that because I'm trying so hard to detach from the person, that's what's causing me to go down?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I'm
doing all these cleansing. I'm doing all this, like, to separate from the feeling, but it seems it's getting worse.
You're trying too hard.
Yeah.
See, I don't like the word try. Try means you could fail, right? Mm-hmm. If you try at something, there's a possibility of failing, right?
But if I'm cutting the cord, that's a fact, right?
Okay, okay. Just believe that you did it. Go. Somehow, some way in your mind, go, yeah, I've done it. It's over. I'm done. It's almost like lying to yourself at some level, right? But you're saying, I'm done. Okay, I did it. Bye. Adios. Okay, here's the other thing I hear, and I don't want too much more time because I have other callers been waiting. But write them a letter. Don't send it. Just handwrite a letter releasing it. A releasing letter. I release you from my energy field. I no longer want my energy field, because all you do is drag me down to an emotional state where I can't love myself, right?
Uh-huh.
Something like that, right? Write it on paper and pencil with a pen or a pencil. Pen's good, okay? Just write the letter. You're not going to send it to him, okay? Because you're going to burn it somehow, some way.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to release it. You're just going to release it by writing it out. And actually, this is a therapeutic method because it's an ideomotor thing, and it's from the subconscious mind. And just ask your sub. Okay, so write it out, because then you're releasing that energy onto the paper. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then burn it and release it. Say, okay, I'm releasing. I'm releasing you from me. I've just burnt this and I've released it. See how that works? That helps.
Okay.
But then, you gotta believe that you just released it.
Mhm.
Okay.
And we're talking about releasing that feeling of loss and pain.
You're releasing him. You're releasing him from your emotion. Another thing you can do real quick, and I don't want to get into, forgive him.
Mhm.
Because when you haven't forgiven somebody, you're holding them in bondage within you. You're holding their energy within them. Because you have ill feelings about them because of how it happened, right? I don't want the details, but so forgive them. Say, I forgive you, and I release you. And you can do that in writing, but I release you. I'm no longer holding you captive within me. Spirit described to me one time, if you don't forgive somebody, it's like you put them in jail inside of you, an emotional jail inside you. And what you do, if you haven't forgiven, you feed them, you give them energy, you got them in your little prison inside of you, and you continue to think about them, and you know, and you go by the jail cell every day and look at them and remind them. So the forgiveness in a symbolic way is saying, I forgive you and I release you. Let them out of jail and let them go. Because forgiveness is a way, it's not about them. You're not accepting what they did as, the right thing or the wrong thing. What you're doing is just letting them go, letting this person go, letting them out of jail. Forgive them, let them out. And then you can write the letter as you're doing that or whatever you want to do, but you got to do the forgiving work on the person. Okay?
Okay, I will. Thank
you'll
you so much.
You'll release him by forgiving him and writing him a bye-bye letter. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'll get rid of them. You'll get back to who you are soon.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Okay, take care.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, bye. Yeah, that forgiveness thing, when Spirit talked to me about that one time, it was kind of a very interesting thing, was all about forgiveness. We have to do our forgiveness exercises. Ooh, and not hold on to it. Let it go. you know, I'm going to release them. I've opened the jail cell out, up, and you're out of me. You're no longer dragging my energy down. I'm no longer thinking about all the horrible things you did and how vindictive. Yeah, right. No, let it go. I know it's hard. And I'm not trying to minimize the difficulty it is in some cases to be able to do this. Sometimes you need to go to a therapist. Sometimes you need to talk it out. Sometimes you need to see how your thinking process is, you know, askew to who you really are. But it's about loving yourself. So we'll get into more about love. This is the week of love. The week of love. So I have some articles on love from a different perspective. And I'm going to get back to this pretend Christian thing, because it's just kind of, well, see, now I have to forgive them, right? I have to forgive all these pretend Christians. And my background is I spent many years studying the mystery when I was in my late teens and early 20s. And so I had to read the Bible a whole bunch of times and, you know, Bible studies and scriptural things and blah, blah, blah. And I never liked the negative aspects of the Bible and all that. But okay, let me take a call. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Miss Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Oh, you got to speak up just a little bit.
My name is Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. How are you?
Oh, Candace from Louisiana. How is Louisiana these days?
It's actually some beautiful weather today. Very beautiful weather.
What part
yes.
of Louisiana? We think you automatically think of Louisiana, you think of New Orleans, but you know, it's a bigger
uh-huh.
state. There's a whole bunch of places, right?
Well, yes. Actually, I used to live. I'm actually trying to move back to Baton Rouge. I lived in Baton Rouge for a minute, but which is like 45 minutes from New Orleans.
Did you go there very often?
You know what? I didn't go there often.
Ah.
I mean, Baton Rouge is already it's huge as it is, so. No, I didn't quite go there in New Orleans quite often.
So what's going on today, though? What's going on today?
Well, a few months ago, I met somebody.
Oh, fun!
Yes, I know. And
well,
you
sound
like
as soon as you said that, you kind of lit up a little bit, like woohoo.
Yeah, and there definitely was a spiritual connection there.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Was there a physical connection? I'm not talking about sex, but just that chemistry, that, oh, my God,
yeah,
you take my breath away stuff.
Yes.
Did you?
Definitely.
So what's the question? Because I got a feeling there's...
Well, I would love to see, well, we're just friends for now, but I would love to see where do you pick up on this friendship actually going.
What's his first name?
His name is Mac,
M-A-C-K. Mac. You know, first word I get, and I don't know if it's you or him, but I get the energy on the soul. There's a little fear going on here.
Yeah.
Like fear. It could be.
Yeah.
Fear. So, you know, you have to kind of, I wouldn't say smother. That's not a good word, the fear.
No.
You have to kind of guide him through the fear. Show him there's no reason to fear.
Mm-hmm.
Some men
and
are afraid of
actually. That was actually, we've both been through some things. I'm just going to be honest with you. And I do understand where that fear thing has come from. I'm divorced. I've been divorced for 4 years, me personally. And he's never been married, but he was engaged before.
Ah.
And that person, yes. That experience, yes.
So, but you're not that person.
So,
you're not that person, right?
Exactly. I would never do that to him. And I you know, and I also told him, I'm like, I would never put ever what my ex-husband did to me in the past. And I've been healed from that. So, you know, I have a daughter from him. So, I mean, we're friends and we get cordial. We're very cordial. And so I don't even let that, what happened in the past, influence me on my decisions on my life and personally, in my life is what makes me happy. And the thing is, I'm definitely aware he's definitely not that person. You know, so
okay.
I definitely would never ever put that on him. And that's the thing, it's like, I know he's scared. And,
okay.
You know.
So the part of this, there's a time thing involved in here. And what I'm hearing, kind of hearing from Spirit as you're talking, is that, yes, you have a good probability, good possibility. You know, you have free will and he has free will. But if you look into your soul and what your soul wants from him and what his soul wants is love. It really does want love. And his soul is trying to tell him that you're the one. Okay? His soul is trying to tell him that you are the one. You got that? You understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But his ego is fighting it. His ego is fighting it because of fear. The fear part of him is fighting the one. Okay? So how do you overcome mm-hmm. this? So your future is really good. As you know, as long as you don't blow it up. And what I mean by blowing up is you have to be patient with him. Do you really care about him? Do you really he could be the one?
Yeah. Absolutely, 100%. It never crossed my
So you diffuse the fear by accepting that he has fear, okay? And just gradually chip away at the fear. And it's the opposite of fear in this case is trust. And what I mean by that, he will grow to trust that you will not hurt him in a permanent way. Okay? I mean, people do stupid stuff to each other all the time. We are really famous in relationships of wounding each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
you know,
But you won't. But you won't. See, you have to trust that you won't. And you have to work on trust that he understands that you would never do anything to permanently damage your relationship.
Yeah.
Okay? You'll get there. You'll get there. Absolutely. Just be patient with him about that fear he has.
Okay.
When I read this and I'm going, yeah, he thinks that you're the one. Your soul, his soul does, you know, his soul's going, hey, stop this fear stuff. So he'll get there, but you got to create the environment so he can no longer have this fear, but he can totally build trust in you. So a little bit of effort on your part.
Yeah.
Okay. One way of doing it. Okay. I'll give you this. And this is what I hear. One way of doing it for you and him is open up about your fears a little bit. Not necessarily just about him, because, you know, just open up that you have fears also, that you can work on it together, your fears.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you don't have to dump everything on him. Don't dump all your problems on him, right? No. But, you know, you're going to recognize, you have to acknowledge, yeah, I have fears also. And if he asks, well, what do you mean? What kind of fear? Then give him one, you know, let's work on our fears together.
And that's the thing. It's like we talk about those fears, and he definitely will open up. And as soon as he opens up, he shuts down again.
But dear, that just takes time. Okay, it's trust.
Yeah.
He shuts down because suddenly he's afraid. Oh my God, I'm exposing myself, and she's going to use it against me. And that's the ego. That's not the soul. The soul is like, I want to do this. I really want to do this, and I really want to be in this situation. But the ego is going, no, can't do this. She'll hurt me because that's my past. That's my history, right?
Yeah.
So you have to build a new dynamic between you that there is built on trust, built on love, and you'll do that. You will. Absolutely, 100%. Okay? But you have to be, you can't be down on him because he has fear, because that's human.
Yeah. And I definitely understand that fear thing, because, you know, when I first met him and stuff, I was like, man, he is like absolutely the guy of my dreams. And then that fear came and thing of me, and I was like, you know what? I can't let my fear stop me from being happy.
Right.
And so, you know.
Are you both religious at all?
You know what? We're more spiritual than religious.
Okay, but what I'm hearing for you, and if you can do this in some kind of form that sounds like it, but it's like having those spiritual moments together where you pray together. Praying for divine guidance, praying for the universe to help you to overcome your fears, doing it together, holding hands, or however you do it, have those spiritual moments together, and that will really help you build that bond. Okay? I'm not talking hours and days. It could be 5 minutes, yeah. But just, you know, can we have this quiet spiritual moment together where we, you know, we ask the universe or God or whatever for a little help in this together? Mm-hmm. Okay? But it feels like if you do that bonding with spirit, it'll help you to work through all the difficulties. It's a unifying factor. It's like unifying your soul with spirit, pulling your souls together, okay, with spirit.
Yeah, because I've never felt this way about anybody, and it's like, you know, I really like them a lot, like.
Well, you'll get there, dear. You'll get there. Just work through it. Work through spirit to let go of fear, and you'll get there. But I really get that strong energy around that your soul is saying, we got to meet on soul levels. We can't just meet on the ego level. We need to meet on soul levels, and you can do that by either a meditation or a prayer or something spiritual together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mm-hmm. Try it. See if that works. It helps.
Thank
it will.
You.
You're welcome.
Wow.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, that was fun. That was a good one. I hadn't ever thought about that one before. What am I doing here? Okay, what are we going to do next? I got this really great article I want to get to, but first of all, I'll let my spirit guides, and they go by the name of Bob, and that's a long story about Bob and why Bob, and, I've always asked them, do you want to try to use something else other than Bob, you know, because you used to use those other names, and they go, no, Bob is cool. Bob is simple. Bob is an easy name to remember. It doesn't have any really religious overtones to it. It's a friendly name. So, okay, we'll just go with Bob. Some people kind of, I don't know, maybe part of me is going, really? That seems kind of trite, but they love Bob, so I'll let them go by Bob. And it's a group. It's not an individual. There's no spirit named Bob out there floating around loose going, I'm Bob. I'll let them explain a little bit more, but I wanted them to talk about this idea of love and what I call phony Christians, pretend Christians. I don't know why I got in this rampage a little bit about it. I'll get over it. Okay, that's my thing this weekend. This week, talking about love. So we're going to get into love and let them talk about love from the soul. Okay, I'm going to go away. We address humans and we look at humans and we as a group, most of us were humans at one point or in various lifetimes. So we've been there. We've experienced your emotions. We know your emotions. We know your fears. And fears come up all the time for people. We recognize that. What we're trying to tell you is that fears are really meaningless. Fears have no actual real value. Now, you might say, well, if somebody's pointing a gun, of course I'm going to be afraid and try to avoid the situation. We understand that. We get that. You know, but we're talking about not those fears of calamity, of a tsunami wiping out your community or the volcano flowing through your house and the lava coming. We're not talking about that kind of fear. We're talking about fear as in relationships and dealing with other people, fears that you have about commitment, fears about your future, fears about doing who you are and being who you are, fear of failure. Those fears is what, and they're meaningless. Oh no, you're going, wait a minute, ooh, stop there. They're real. No, they're not. They're imaginary. They're based on history. They're based on nothing more than a process within your brains that recycles thoughts over and over again, where you see a word, feel a word, hear a word, see a situation, and it triggers, it re-triggers a tape inside your head that plays this fear out. It's illusionary. It's not necessary. So how do you overcome it? create a new tape. Create a new thought pattern. Replace the old with the new. Love yourself. Create a love-based thought pattern on the same subject. And do the imprinting of that love-based thought pattern. Identify your fear. What is it? Fear of success. Well, I failed so many times in the past. But did you learn from it? Do you know more about yourself? Are you willing to want to succeed? Now, sometimes you don't want to succeed. So then why are you doing it? If you want to succeed in life, if you want to love again, if you want a loving relationship, is that what you really want? You can have it. But you got to demuse, take away, shrink that fear, those thoughts that cause your fear. And you replace it by loving thoughts. We'll give you an example. And it all sounds so simple when we talk to you about it. It all talks so, you know, you read these books and they say, do this, do that. You know, you can do this. And we're not saying it's the easiest thing in the world. But it's a consistent thing. It's an everyday thing. It's an everyday thing of bringing more love into your life and loving yourself and loving what you want to achieve and really feeling what you want to achieve, feeling that relationship that you want, getting that love vibration really strong within you about what you want, and then letting go of those thoughts that limit you, those fears. Oh, I've had so much bad relationships in the past. I'm not worthy of a good relationship. All my history has been bad relationships. Your history of bad relationships is because you continue to dwell on bad relationships. That's your thought pattern. You run that tape, bad relationships, bad relationships, bad relationships, and you attract a new one, bad relationships, bad relationships, bad relationships. Now it's time to stop. Start loving yourself. Start feeling worthy. Yes, I'm a child of the universe. I am a child of God. I deserve to be loved. I'm a loving person. I'm raising my loving energy. I'm doing loving things for other people. I deserve to be loved. And gradually, you'll let go of that negative pattern, the negative thought pattern that you're constantly putting out there and attracting other people to that negative thought pattern. And you'll start attracting what you want, whether it be a job, whether it be a relationship. But we're talking about love, and people think of love this week. They think of relationships, and they get all depressed because they're not in a relationship. We're saying to you, you didn't come into this planet, into this lifetime, to be unloved. You already set it up before you got here. You already set it up for the lovers and the friends and the partners that you're going to have in a lifetime. You've already made those decisions. So let them happen. Let them flow to you. Whether you're 20 or 80, it doesn't matter. Or 60 or 50, it doesn't matter what age you are. You're never too old for love. You're never too old to bring into your life that patterns that you've already set up, those lovers that you've already set up, those companions that you've already set up. They're there. They're waiting for you to be ready for it. So get to that place of love. Start releasing those thought patterns. Start shrinking those thought patterns that restrict you from love, restrict you from getting what you want. Start replacing them with every day. I love myself. Very simple. I love myself. I deserve this. I'm worthy of it. I can visualize it. I can feel it. I can just get my energy field into what it's going to feel like to be in this great relationship. I'm not going to sab it. I'm going to maintain a great relationship. My past might have been I sabotage relationships, but that's my past. No longer has to carry forward. I've learned. I've made mistakes, but I've learned from those mistakes. Now I'm ready. I'm really ready to love deeply and fully and attract somebody who is like me, who loves deeply and fully. Not a wounded person, but a loving person. I'm ready for that. I'm able to attract that. I can visualize it. I can see it. I can feel it. I can feel it in my soul, my heart. My whole body resonates with that knowing that I deserve and I'm worthy and I'm going to attract. And I know that I've already established those relationships to come into my life. and I know that I will come, and I'm not going to worry about how it's going to come into my life or the timing that's going to come into my life. I just know if I've set it up, it's going to be allowed to come in. I'm just going to get myself into that loving state of being. I'm going to love others. I'm going to appreciate others. I'm going to appreciate myself. I'm going to look for love and beauty in all that there is around me. I'm going to stay positive. And you will attract it. You'll get it. By doing all those things, you're going to turn off those negative tapes. They're going to fade away. They're going to go away. You're going to install new tapes. Tapes about love. Tapes about being worthy. Tapes about appreciation. Tapes about how good it feels to be in that beautiful relationship. You're just going to feel inspired. You're going to allow. You're just going to know that you've established relationships to come into your life and they will happen. Don't worry about how. Miracles happen every day. You walk into the market and you go, oh my goodness, there he is, there she is. And you both have that look, like, where have you been? Been waiting for you. Well, now's the time, right? Don't worry about timing. Now is the time. But get yourself into that place. Okay? You don't have to push hard to get it. You just have to allow it to happen. Because it's already in your life path to happen. As long as you can get your vibration into a place, into that state of love, that energy of love, that self-love, that appreciation of the beauty in your life. Those relationships, those loves that you have established way before you came into this lifetime, the ones that have been booked to come into your life, that you've written into your play of life, will enter. And don't worry about how they're going to enter. They will. So we'll leave you with that. This is a week of love. We'll talk more about love. We'll talk about love all week because it's so important to be centered on that energy. So thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Let me give me a second. Anybody want to call in? Any questions in the chat room? My friends, how are you doing today? You know, and I went pretty deep that time. I was kind of like gone, like, George is gone. He's out of here. You know, they kind of really Bob. Yeah, like, I don't know why I have such a problem with the word Bob as a spirit guide. I don't know. They like that name for some odd reason. I think they just feel it's kind of funny, and they want to stay humorous as much as possible. They want us to be light in spirit. They don't want us to be all heavy and downwards and, you know. Okay, so let me get into article. Anybody want to call? Any questions in the chat room? Hi, guys in the chat room. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. I won't be here tomorrow. Tomorrow's Tuesday. I'll be doing some stuff. But I'll be back on Wednesday. And I guess as Spirit said, this is a week of love. So we'll be talking about love all week. I like that name in the chat room. Mary Lou Who Knew. That's so cute. What cute. That's a, you know, that's nice. It's lovely. It's a charming name. Okay. So I'm going to get into an article. And if you want to call in or have questions in the chat room, or you want a thought with your soul, okay, I can do this. Because you guys, there are people in the chat room, and I like to do sometimes, and this would be appropriate for today. I can tell you what your soul has to say to you about love this week. Ooh, how's that? What your soul has to say to you about love this week. So all I need is your real first name and your year and month of birth. I don't need, no, wait a minute. Month and day. I don't need the year. Forget the year. Don't need the year. Just kind of tune into your energy a little bit better. So real first name, month and day, and we'll see what spirit, your soul, not spirit, but your soul has to say, which is spirit, and it's connected to the greater of all that there is, right? About love this week. We'll see what has to say. Okay. So you do that. You can write in the chat room all that information, and then I'll give you a little brief little quickie on that one. Or you want to call in, we can do the same thing. But I'm going to go into an article because I was talking a little bit about, 20 love dares to improve your marriage. And as I went, my little rant today was about, I call pretend Christians. And these are Bible verses about love. And I thought, well, how appropriate for relationships. But also, you know, and I'm thinking of people that say, especially in the political arena, say they're Christians. Okay. Do they live by these? And think about it. And I kind of people out there, the people you're going to vote for, people you're going to support in the political arena, base these thoughts on how do they feel and do they live by these principles, but also it applies to your relationships, not just marriage, but relationships. Let's dare to love. And this is from beliefnet.com. So if you want to look it up, it's under Love and Family and 20 Love Dares to Improve Your Marriage. And I'm going to apply it to other aspects of life too. But in the day and age of selfies and social media, we can sometimes forget to love each instead of give into self-indulgence. Love comes from God and is modeled in the life of Jesus Christ. Dare to love your spouse in a whole new way. You could say, dare to love others, your partner, your friends, your children, whoever you want to use. Okay, so these are 20, and these are inspired by a book, The Love Dare. Okay. Alec and Stephen Kendrick is the name, is the authors, The Love Dare. So let me go through some of these. Back and see if you want to have any questions in the chat room, if you want to call in. But I thought these are really good. Love is thoughtful, and that's James 1:19. If you want to get your Bibles out and look this up to verify that actually it's in the Bible, okay? Love is thoughtful. Love can be communicated in various ways. But for this dare, we use the words to show love. Resolve to say only positive words to your spouse, your friends. They use the word spouse, but I'm going to kind of go beyond the idea of marriage, your friends, your family, your children, others that you don't agree with, those in the political arena, and are they doing this? Are they living by these principles? People that say they're Christians, are they living by these principles? Resolve to say only positive words to your spouse. The Bible tells us that patience can persuade a ruler and gentle tongue can break a bone. Ooh, isn't that, like, do people live by this? I mean, really. Okay. Dare number two, love is kind. This is Proverbs 19:22. Do at least one unexpected gesture as an act of kindness. One random act of benevolence can mean a great deal to your loved one. And looking at, and I'm applying this to people that, you know, in the political, whatever arena, do they do this? Do they believe love is kind? Do they show kindness to their opponents? Ooh, good question, huh? Can we do that? Dare number three, love believes the best. Ooh. This is Romans 12:15. Apostle, a lot to say about this, didn't they? That was Apostle Paul. St. Paul, depending on your spiritual background, religious background. Become your spouse's biggest fan. When your spouse wins, you win. Don't let bitterness and jealousy rise up and create thorn bushes in your marriage. Also, keep cheering your spouse on, even if it's a season of promotion for you. Ooh, yeah. I mean, really, do people live by this? I mean, you know, that's why I'm kind of turned off by politics in general, because do they love believes the best. I know I'm equating this a little bit to politics and political arena, because I find, or people that say that they're a Christian, when your other person who doesn't agree with you, do we let bitterness and jealousy rise up and create thorns in relationships? Can we celebrate somebody else? I mean, I know I'm talking about politics, and I probably shouldn't be into politics too much. But let's say the opposite party, the political, if something is working, let's say Obamacare is working, right, the Affordable Care Act, can politicians from the other side, hey, it's kind of working. I know we can make some changes, but it's kind of working. Why do we have to replace it? Why don't we just tweak it a little bit? We have some ideas that would change it a little bit to make it a little bit better, but we see it's working and it's helping people. That's showing love, isn't it? Isn't that showing love? Instead of saying, it's all wrong. They're completely wrong. Always wrong. Always wrong. Always wrong. Everything they say and do is wrong. Can we accept that persons that don't agree with us or don't have a political agenda that's different than us, they could be right some of the time? They could have some good ideas? Okay, so who do you believe in? I know. What kind of politician are you following? I know I'm perverting a little bit of this whole theme here, but I just a little rant I was having about pretend Christians, especially in the political arena. Love is a verb. Psalms 32:10. Do something for your spouse tangibly to demonstrate your love. load a dishwasher, wash the car, prepare dinner, do this for sheer joy of being their life partner. Well, I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Do you take your opponent out to dinner to talk about things? Really? Do you make your dinner to somebody? Do they do that for each other? Are they willing to sit down and share something together, buy them something? Okay, take them fishing, right? Okay, so look. So any questions in the chat room about this? Anybody want to know what their soul has to say to them about love? It's about love, just about love this week. Doesn't it be romantic love? Self-love could be, right? And so all I need your real first name and the month and day you're born. If you want to go into the chat room and you want to just ask, okay, what's my soul have to say to me today? And we'll do that. I like to do those. Those are great little brief readings from, because I'm reading your soul. I'm an empath, and I just came to that realization the other day. I mean, you know, I knew kind of knew that all along for all these many years I've lived, thousands of years I've lived. But I kind of realized that I'm an empath. And last Friday I got into the show and I got on the word empathy. And as I'm doing research on the word empathy and how empathy works, all of a sudden the idea came to me. I'm an empath. That's what I do. I feel you. It's emotional. It's reading you. It's reading your energy, your feelings, your personality. It's being an empath. That's what I am. October 22nd. But is Mary your first name? I'm assuming it's for Mary. Or Mary Lou. That was my sister's name. My sister passed. Ooh, is it my sister contacting me from the other side? You're just barely a Scorpio, my friend. So you are Mary, right? Mary Lou. Is that your real name, first name? I'm assuming that, and I'll give you a reading based on that. Mary Lou, October. Barely a Scorpio. Good Scorpios. We love our Scorpios, don't we? I am. So Mary Lou, what does your soul have to say about love? I keep getting the words for you, and it keeps popping up, so I can't hide it. I can't ignore it. When I hear the words and thoughts over and over again, it's like, yeah, this is for Mary Lou. I get the word treatment. Now, this is not like a physical treatment. In the religious science, there's treatments. It's loving treatments. It's treatments of healing energy. But I'm getting the word treatment for you, and it really means to a love treatment. Your soul wants you to do love treatments. I love that expression. Love treatments for yourself. Today, the next 10 minutes, the next 20 minutes. So it's like doing a love healing for yourself. So it's like loving yourself in some way. And I know this seems to be rather general and not specific, but I think they really... So let me see if there's a specific treatment that they want to do for you. Interesting. I get the word water around you. Water. I don't necessarily go dive into the ocean, but something about water. A love treatment. Do something really nice to you about water, with water. Okay? And I get like senses like lavender and water and, you know, whether it be a bath, whether it be something about water. So do that. Hey, I'm running out of time. Oh, no. Oh, no, I only got 90 seconds. So I hope that helps. But so your soul would tell you to do something, a love treatment yourself related to water in some way. And I think if that makes sense or if that relates to you at all, follow it. If you think I'm really out there, okay. No, okay, just ignore it. But it's whatever you do, treat yourself with love. Okay, I'm almost out of time. Got about a minute left. Cool. Mary Lou, does that make any sense to you, yes or no? Kind of, maybe, sort of, huh? Really? So I will be back on Wednesday, and I will kind of do a little plug here. If I can help you a little bit further with something about a soul reading or something to which your soul needs you to do or wants you to do, contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page, my website, my Facebook page, however you want to contact me, and I have a really brief, really inexpensive way of doing this kind of brief readings for you, so I can help you a little bit. So I'm going to thank you for listening. I didn't get into all of that love thing that I was going to talk about. Well, so go do it. What are you waiting for? Get off the get off the computer and go in the tub, right? And get some lavender or whatever. I love lavender, don't you? Okay, so thank you for listening. I love you guys. I will be back on Wednesday. Have a beautiful day. Yes. And think about love this week. Think about mostly about loving yourself, okay? We're done.